Welcome back to the Corporate Escapee Podcast. I'm your host, Brett Trainer, and today I'm going solo again. And what I want to talk today about is specific options and paths, right, to replace your corporate income if you do leave corporate, and when corporate quits on you. And longtime listeners or people that have followed my content know I talk a lot about going solo, right? How to monetize what you've been doing in corporate for 10, 20, 30, 40 years and making money and helping smaller businesses, nonprofits, startups, et cetera. I still think that's the path of least friction. You can do this while you're still in corporate and you can build a really nice business with not a lot of time. But I also understand now after being out of corporate for 6 years and working with hundreds, if not 1,000 different escapees at this point, even though it's not as risky as it feels, or there is a definite sense and a lack of confidence from an operating standpoint. And what I want to do today is outline four paths, the four real paths I see to replacing your corporate income. But I want to drill into one that I really don't spend a lot of time with, but may be a really good path for folks that just want to call it a business in the box, and that's franchising. But first, I want to talk about the four different mainstream paths, which could give you, 30 different options of how to make money, but four macro paths, if you will. The first one is going solo. Talked about this, and I talk about this a lot. It's right, the consulting, the fractional, you've heard of advisory, content. Monetize what you already know. There's a low barrier to entry. You don't have to make any investments in it other than your time. Maybe a website, maybe to start an LLC, but you don't need to do any of that to get started. It's really about having the conversations, you're solving problems, and there's a cost to solve those problems with those folks. Now, the other side, or I don't want to say there's a downside to it, but it's good, the good and bad. You own everything, right? You're responsible for every aspect of the business, and that may be duty, especially if you've done nothing but corporate, right? Working, owning your schedule is one thing, but then also being able to invoice and start up an LLC. And again, I think all things you can easily overcome, but some folks just want to do that. So today, like I said, I'm going to outline three other paths, but then I want to focus in on the franchising. The second path is start a business, right? Just start something from scratch. You've got an idea. Maybe it has something to do with your experience. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe it's a passion that you have, but you want to build a real business. Maybe it's opening a restaurant. Maybe it's an agency of some sorts. It's absolutely a path. It's probably going to take some capital to get started. You're going to have to put some infrastructure in place versus just, starting to solve problems for business owners. So start a business is one. At some point, we'll probably bring somebody in to help talk about that. But I think, honestly, if you go solo, starting the business is kind of the evolution of that, right? You can start a business with low risk by starting a solo business. And then as it grows, if you want to bring additional folks or expand to some other areas, like I said, I've had people on the podcast that, started out as solo consultants, realized they didn't have certain tools that they needed and ended up starting a software company because they built what they needed. And then the software became their core business. So I think to me, starting a business is an evolution. It's going to take more time. The quicker path with a business is to buy a business. And it is easier than ever to find and buy a business. But one of the downsides with buying that business is, one, you really have to be able to do the due diligence to understand what you're buying. So if it's a smaller business, the files may not be as clean. The financials, or if they're selling it, hopefully the financials are clean, but it's a little bit more risk there. But then also you need capital. You're going to have to buy it. Sure, there's ways you can use SBA loans and or seller financing to help go through it, but it's a little bit more of a complicated path to get there. Absolutely a reasonable one. A lot of escapees do go down that path, but I'm talking about how do I help you get started and find that path out of corporate quickly. That one may be, I don't know, for me at least, it's personal, would be the option number three. But the fourth one is to buy into a franchise. And to me, this is super interesting because it's a business in a box. And depending on the franchisor, that is who is the one that are offering the franchise. Let me take a step back and kind of talk about basically what a franchise is going to give you. It's going to give you the operating model because they've had success. They built processes. They have, you know, operations, like I said, the operations. They know how to attract new customers. They can teach you. They're there for support from the sales and marketing perspective. So you don't have to do this alone. So, but let me take a step back next. I think it's important that when you're looking at a franchise, it's more of a business model, not an industry, right? I think most of us think, or at least I did until I had Alex from Franzi on the podcast not too long ago, was thinking like the Subway McDonald's stereotype, right? That those are the only ones. You have to buy 5 or 6 Subways in order to make money, but that's just not the facts, right? There's, I think, thousands, according to Alex, different concepts, right? Because you're thinking about it from a business model. It could be insurance adjusters, insurance brokers, to just about anything that's got a service or a business to it, they're there. And essentially what you're buying is a proven playbook, right? Especially if it's an established company with good operators, that's where they're making their money is, right? They're selling you the playbook, the systems, the training, the brand support, the network. So it essentially is a business in a box that you can start operating. So, you know, some other areas to think about potentially that come to mind are like senior care, home services, there's B2B services, fitness, wellness, right? Just about anything, there is a option for you. And again, what opened my eyes to that was when Alex was on talking about, because basically what Franzi is, if you missed that episode, he's creating the Zillow for franchises. He wants to make it easy. He wants to take friction out of the process for folks like you and I that are potentially looking at franchise as a path to take that friction out, right? And make sure that, right, they will take the friction and take a lot of the risk out by basically understanding for you, right, what you get, what you don't get, how long has this been established, these types of things. So there's a much better way now for franchise than it used to be. And I think from an escapee skill set, this makes sense because you may or may not have, right, run a business before. Maybe you've done something part-time, maybe you had a paper route when you were a kid, but this is going to be a new concept, and having somebody that's already built a lot of the processes for you and can provide, you know, support and insights is a big deal, right? Think about that from a P&L, the profit and loss management, team leadership, process thinking, right? You may have had some of that in corporate, you may not have, but this is just an area where they will provide that support that you don't have to do this on your own. Yeah, there's a fee for it. You're going to pay a percentage of your sales in order for that support, but it gets you out of the box a lot quicker. So if you think about some of the pros to starting a franchise, again, this is my opinion. Others may vary, but just again, thinking about this through the lens of an escapee, you've got, right, a faster path to revenue than if you're starting from your own, right? Built-in support. You've got the franchisor that's there to make sure that you're successful because they want to sell more franchises. So they have some investment. They've got some skin in the game to make sure that it works. A proven model reduces the risk. Does it eliminate it? Absolutely not, but it absolutely does reduce the risk. You're building equity, right? It's one of the things I learned from Alex in that conversation is sometimes when you look to sell that franchise, so if you're the owner of the franchise, it's going to actually sell higher than some small businesses because people understand the model. It's been proven already. So there's more value in it. So you are building equity within that. And another piece that I'm a big fan of is you got the community aspect, right, of other franchisees who have been there probably ahead of you in this process. You can learn from them. And again, I find, at least my understanding is, they're super supportive, right? Because you're not competing against the other franchises. You all are in the same boat trying to make money using the same business model. So you've got some built-in support as you're starting this process. Obviously, some of the cons, or maybe not obviously, some of the cons are, right, there's an upfront investment required. You're going to have to pay for it. You are operating within someone else's system, right? So you can't just start doing everything you want on your own. You do need to follow the operating model. And I think that's something to think about, right? Because if you want to work for yourself 100%, right, and don't want to answer to anybody, then this may not be the right path for you. But like I said, if you're looking to operate a business that's got some guardrails already set up for you, have already got some processes, could be an interesting path, right? Another con is you get royalty fees. This is where you pay most of the time. It's, I don't know, maybe 6% is what I recall seeing. Again, that's for marketing support and other support. The quality of the franchisor varies, right? I think that's one of the things Franzi is doing. And by the way, I'm not a partner with Franzi, but if they're listening, I'd love to chat with you since I talk about you guys all the time. But again, that's where something like Franzi is going to do the research, at least at a high level. But it's important for you also to talk to other franchisors or franchisees to see what the franchisor is selling is actually what they're seeing. And it still requires real work. This isn't passive income, but any of the four paths I gave you still requires work. And what I've seen from escapees is you guys are still willing to work. That's not the issue. You just want to do it on your own terms and control your own destiny. Like I said, I think this is a path that allows you to do that. So if you think about it from, you know, kind of the ownership aspect of it, right? A job pays you and you don't build any equity, right? There's no pensions any longer. So whatever you're putting into your corporate job, you're not getting anything out. When you get laid off or let go, that's it, right? Maybe you got some stock options they'll let vest, or then you can roll over your 401k, but you don't own anything in that business. Franchise does give you ownership, right? And it does reward you for putting in the effort. If you put in the minimum effort required, that's what you're going to get out. But if you really work hard and want to own this thing, right, you own that future of that business. And as I talked about before, there is equity in there, right? And when you think about, you know, corporate right now is your one customer, you're maxed out with what you're doing. But this one, you can actually grow the business. And like I said, you own the equity in it. So I think the first one, obviously, and I talk all the time, is educate yourself. Knowledge is power in this thing. If it's interesting, you can go check out the Entrepreneurial Source, right? I talked to them early on about franchise and they have free coaching, right? They'll help you think through, right, what makes sense for you after corporate. Franzi, I've talked about a number of times in this podcast. Go look at their research, sign up for their meeting if it's something you think is of interest to you. And I think some of the key questions you just need to ask yourself, right? Because I go back to solo as, you know, fractional or consulting, right? There is no investment that you have to make. You also have to think about how active you want to be in a business, right? Most of these, you know, some of these franchises will sell it as semi-absentee, meaning you don't have to be in there running all the time. You have a manager, you can get it to come in and run the business. Is that something that's of interest to you? Or do you want to do this, something that you're going to go in and do every day, right? Day in and day out. And I think also you need to think through industries, and more importantly, what are the interests that you want to stay focused on, right? Because again, I think the transition out of corporate makes sense. Monetizing what you already know. I'm guessing if you've been in a job for 20 years, you like that path. You kind of like what you're doing. You just may not like doing it for the. So I think it's important to, especially if you're making an investment into franchise, make sure this is something you want to do for probably a minimum of 5 years, but maybe 10 years, 15 years. And you can also look at this potentially, depending on, again, how active you have to be in the business, as, you know, one aspect of your portfolio, just one of the ways that you can make money. So anyway, this has been top of mind for me for a couple of weeks as I kind of gap, right? I should be educating more folks or escapees that this is a realistic pathway coming out of it. And it makes sense, right? I go back to the guardrails that it puts around. It teaches you how to operate a business when you have no operations experience. Again, I'll also reiterate the fact is if you had a successful corporate career, you really do have all the tools that you need to run a solo business. And you are smart enough to absolutely do this. This is just, hey, if you're looking for a bit of a shortcut and you don't want to have to develop everything yourself, I would take a look at these things. So anyway, thank you for listening. Again, this was a Call It a Power episode. But I do think, you know, as I catch more and more folks thinking about corporate or exiting corporate, especially if you've been laid off, throw this into your research. Again, I'll tell you, knowledge is power, but there's definitely a pathway out of there. So I appreciate everybody listening. And if you made it this far, please do subscribe to the podcast. The old, you know, methodologies in the podcast world, and it's fortunately still work. They reward for subscriptions, right? So subscribe to the podcast. You get new episodes downloaded for you, but I get the benefit of anyway. Anyway, if you're still in corporate, like I say on TikTok, good luck. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you on the next episode.